dust. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Yeah, shout out to Fed J. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, hit him up like good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold-blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show, and it fits like a glove on the life after dust. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J, and there's another beautiful Monday here on Life at Dust Live. That's where we do our Hot After Dust Mondays. And, man, every Monday we always bring you some of the hottest music, hottest news, hottest interviews, man. We bring you a little bit of everything. And today will be no different. You know, of course, we play some of the best music from independent artists of the day in the past. And also, we got a special guest, my girl, Miss Jelaine of JL Angels. And that is a modeling group that she founded, which is a modeling group of diverse and focused individuals who all share the common goal. So we'll be chopping up with her. She also will be talking to us about how she actually got her start in her career. So y'all definitely stay tuned for that. We'll be bringing her on here in just a second. And also, as far as the news for today, we'll be bringing some of the hottest news. Oh, my God. It's a story today. Wow. Yeah, I know we hadn't. And the thing is, you know, Thursday show, it was before a certain verdict. So, of course, we'll be opening the lines for that, letting people talk about that, their feelings in it. And, you know, I have a slightly some people will find my thought process a little skewed, but oh well, it's, you know, it's my mind and not their mind. So we'll go ahead and go to the phone lines, because I believe there's a special guest in the building now. If I'm not mistaken, this has to be the one and only Miss Jelaine in the building. Is that right? Miss Jelaine, we got you in the building? Okay, that's not her. Actually, that's not her. I made the mistake. That's Junie. Junie gonna kill me. Like, well, what you doing? That's y'all. Now these 832s. I'm got my brain going crazy. All right, so we'll go ahead and go to a quick track. When you come back, we'll be like on Life at Dust Live. So this track we're gonna start off for this week. Of course, we're gonna take it to my boy Camacho, who'll be bringing this show. It's almost here, man. It's almost here. On the fly. My boy Camacho, and can't wait to have him on the show. You know, he'll be hosting his show every Thursday, and it's going to be crazy. On those shows, I'll be playing more of a producer role, so I can't wait to, you know, really step back into that field again, making that happen as well. And then, of course, on every Tuesday, starting in August, we'll be having my girl Mama Angela. and she'll be doing her show, the called Grips and Glamour. So y'all got to check them out. It's going to be some very hot shows. They're both very hot talented. They're very dedicated to what they do. So definitely, yeah, make sure you take the time out and check them out. All right, we'll go ahead and go to this show by Camacho 9. It's Party and BS.
Game clock clicking, your boy still kicking. I'm so fly, y'all so chicken. Whipping in the kitchen, coming with the heat. You be running at the mouth, try running with your feet. Probably stumble on your step. I'm humble, but I rap with a hit stick flow. Make you fumble on your neck, better protect the rock. Lanes try to jock, never really went to school, but I'm still a hard knock away from making more money every day. Hooray, my team's finally getting mad play. Okay, it's about that time to light another J, so we light another J. And say, oh, I know just what I'm gonna do. I got a day full of hours with my crew.
Party and bullshit. And party and bullshit.
It's just another one of those nights where I spark up the gut and turn off all the lights.
Party and bullshit. And party and bullshit.
Double fisted, don't get it twisted. I'm still so animalistic, don't risk it. Cause I could bring a house down quickly. I'm not an asshole, but I swear I could wipe you off the stage quite swiftly. No joke though, coke flow, have you tripping. Where your hoe go, I know she be sipping. We be popping bottles, room full of drugs, room full of models. Vanity and lust, love without the trust. I'm ready to roll, baby, I'm wiping off the dust. Bye-bye to the haters, escalators. Got me going up, and all the fans showing love. Got me glowing up, that's what's goody. TFO on the hoodie, I've been buzzing pretty hard. They be all up on my woody, and I'm still trying to get more lifted. So gifted, grab a cup, grab a mic, straight grift it. Go.
I know just what I'm gonna do. I got a day full of hours with my crew.
Party and bullshit. And party and bullshit.
It's just another one of those nights where I spark up the gut and turn off all the lights.
Party and bullshit. And party and bullshit.
Alright, we're back. Life has just live, and man, like I told y'all, we got some crazy news on for this week. And of course, you know, we will be skating over the Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman case. We'll be talking about that. You know, open up the phone lines for people to allow to share the, you know, how you feel. Also, anybody that. If you don't want to call in and you just want to just have us just read, which is sent, you can also just tweet us at Seti J Dusk. You can tweet me at Seti J Dusk or tweet me at Duskspot. That's DuskSpot. And as well as you can go to our Facebook fan page, go to facebook.com/TheDuskspot, and you can go there to actually interact with me on there. All right, so. We're going to go ahead and go to one of our first stories I want to talk about is this. Wow. All right. So, first off, one of the stories I'm going to share, and then actually with that, I believe we got a special guest on the phone line. We got a big exclusive. This is from Media Takeout, which is the most visited urban website in the world. All right. So, we're a little scrappy. He apparently dumped, what the hell? This guy, he's in limbo every freaking time. He apparently dumps Erica and gets with one of the girls from our basketball wives. And apparently all three are living in Mama D's two-bedroom apartment. Wow, what the hell is going on? All right, so also apparently, you know, it was getting real crazy. Erica and Scrappy were acting very bougie, and they were both asked to leave the show. Scrappy being appearing to doing about face. according to some sense of reunion show, Scrappy has dumped Erica and began dating Bandy from Basketball Wise. And yes, and you catch this, it's ironic. She was actually just dating Benzino. Yes, I'm like sitting here tripping myself, like, what the hell? So, it gets crazier. So, Scrappy is no longer with, since Scrappy is no longer with Erica, she put him out of the apartment. So, Scrappy has moved back with his mama, and Bammy is living in the apartment with him. In which, you know, I'm trying to figure, y'all turn two together. You got your new side chick, you know, well, she's the side chick, she's the main chick, apparently. But now she's staying with your mom, you know, staying with you and your mom, that's how she's living that way. I don't know what to say, man. So, crazy thing is, you know, he they were actually the show, but ironically, he just got rehired for the next season of Love & Hip Hop ATL. So, I don't know what to say, man. It's just, you know, to me, we just did a story like weeks ago that was talking about Scrappy was apparently, you know, after he got out of jail, that he tried to get engaged to Erica again, and then this happens. I mean, dude, what the hell, man? Like, people just not look. They just so freaking stupid. Like, why would you even put? But marriage is not a game that you play. You want to. If you don't want to talk to somebody, you don't want to be related to somebody, be real about it. And at least be that much. I guarantee you, you do at least that much. First of all, have more respect for you than you sitting there pretending that you want to be in a relationship and pretending you want to get married. That pisses people off 10 times more. So what do you think before you do, man? I'm very disappointed. I mean, some things I can't be disappointed. You know, I just can't really be surprised about, but. Wow, bro. All right, so we're going to go to the phone lines. I think this is my special guest in the building. If I'm not mistaken, it's got to be my girl, Miss Jelaine. Am I right?
Yes, you are. Hey.
Oh, Jelaine. I know you just heard of that hot mess that we just talked about.
Yes, it's a hot mess.
I don't know. I mean, it's not the same. I don't know what to say about Scrappy. You're just so inconsistent. Like, I mean, I think for me, if you sign paid as a parent, is he just like a reality show groupie? Because he talks to Erica, which Erica's on the show with him on Love & Hip Hop. And then he ends up making his side chick, the girl, Kay, who is touring the show with them, who was on Flavor of Love and was also on Charm School. So you got her on there. And then now you got him, now he goes and he moves to another chick and she's from Basketball Wise. I'm like, dang, are you just bopping off of VH1 reality stars? I mean, you leaving the main chick who you should stay with anyway. I don't know why she keep putting up the BS. But you even her, so you can, and you keep going being a groupie. I don't know what to say.
That's crazy. That is a hot mess.
Would you put up a man doing that? Like, you know, the dude got engaged to her. He got engaged to her after he already put that drama with old girl, and then he calls the engagement. Then the engagement gets called off. And then he's low-key talking to that chick. He's low-key talking to his chick as a side piece again. And then he decides to not talk to her again. And then gets engaged after he gets out of jail. And then he slowly has a change of heart and doesn't want to freaking be engaged more. Now he wants to be a new bopper. Like, what's your take on that? Would you let a man do that to you? How
no.
far would they have gotten?
Not far at all. Not far. That's crazy. That is like that show is a hot mess altogether.
Yeah, I mean it is, but to see that it's on, that he just alone, like his drama alone is ridiculous.
Yeah,
it is ironic that they saw right that he was asked to be rehired on the show right around all this drama happened. And Mona Scott obviously starts to feed you to go, oh, well, we know this is about life. Mona Scott, don't feed that to someone else. Just say you wanted people to look like a freaking fool on TV. I know you try to tell me it pays. I'm just so fucking tired of being the excuse for everybody. And it's not a good enough excuse for me. Like, wow, get it together, people. But we're gonna move on to you because I had to get in on that real quick. So first off, you know, I wanted to say thank you. So thank you so much. You know, you've been very intricate. A lot of moves have been made. You know, you've been supporting what we've been doing extra hard behind the scenes. Like, one thing you've been doing, a lot of people realize this, but this chick right here has been grinding her behind off, like, pretty much everybody that comes to get involved with her. She's like, hey, you need to join Dust Spot. Hey, you need to join Dust Spot. And it happens. It pretty much happens. They know if there's a buzz, she pretty much make it happen. And for me, some people don't really do it as hard. And, you know, it's cool. But it's the fact that, you know, you do, not only you do it, but you go above and beyond. And to me, that's, well, I say worth gold, and I appreciate it so much.
No problem. Thank you. You're always helping me out, too, though. So, you know, I got to be loyal and show you love.
Well, you know, you said something about being loyal. Because it's a very important key part of the industry that a lot of people don't actually understand. You know, before we get, because that would be one of the things we got to talk about. That's going to be a deep thing we got going to. But first off, before we get to that topic, kind of let us know how you actually got started in modeling.
I started modeling, actually, it's like a crazy story. I had a friend, like I always have friends posting pictures on Facebook. Well, she posted like a bunch of modeling pictures. So I told her I was interested, and she gave me like the photographer's information. I was really scared to hit him up, so he ended up hitting me up. And we got together, we did a photo shoot, and then after that we just started doing more and more. I was just trying to do it as like something fun, like a hobby. But it turned into being a little bit more serious, and I've been doing it for a year and a half now, and I've been at websites, some magazines, I'm all over the internet. But I have to say, my favorite website, and I'm not even going to lie, it is Dust Butt.
I didn't pay her to say that.
I was just thinking about that today because I was like, because we talk on and off all the time, and I'm on a lot of websites. I'm on Model Mayhem, Miss Social, Playboy, Miss Social Network, and all those people, like, if I was to name people, like, I'd be naming to you, they probably have no idea. Like, you know every single person. Like, you're in Connects. It's like you actually care. Like, it's a family. So I definitely love Dust Spot, and that's why, you know, I get everybody to join and all that. But, yeah, that's how I started modeling, and I'm still doing it, but I do other stuff too now.
Well, definitely. And one of the things that other things you do, is, of course, you know, you're the founder of JL Angels. I don't know, in my opinion, it's on the fastly rise because it's a grind of what y'all are doing that's crazy. Kind of tell us about, you know, what led you to make that next step of starting JL Angels.
I was working, one of my things was I wanted to model, but after that I had a certain goal to get published. After that, I wanted to work on my own team of models, and I had the chance come to me. And I started working with somebody on a different company, but it didn't work out the way I wanted it to. So I just switched gears and I built my own. And I thought it was going to be a lot harder than what it actually is, but it's pretty fun. It's easy. And I mean, it's a group of girls. They're all models. They're gorgeous girls. You've seen some of them. So yeah, we just do photo shoots, events, hosting, music videos. We've done a lot, and we've only been doing it for, I think, maybe a month. And we have gotten bookings like crazy. Like, I'm already booked all the way till October. Like, that's crazy. So I'm very proud of it.
And, you know, as far as that, too, you know, is, you know, how do you keep the group so diverse? Because you have, you know, you look at a lot of people and look at their backgrounds and where they're from, what they're mixed with. You have a very diverse group of individuals. How did you get blessed with that opportunity? Because, you know, a lot of people, the makeup of what they have going on is not always so diverse.
Some of them I went to high school with. It's kind of crazy. Some of them I went to high school with. So they contacted me. They were interested in modeling, so I got them on board with that. But I just wanted a group of girls that are just, each one is different from each other. One just, you know, down to earth. One has an attitude, but they're all different, and we all click well together. Like, they really are like sisters. And I didn't want just a group of white girls or a group of Latin girls or black. Like, I wasn't looking for that. Like, I went all over, and as you can tell, like, I have pretty much every race in my group. And but yeah, like, it's very good. There's no drama. There's like a bunch of females getting together, you would think drama. No, like, every time we get together, it's work, it's fun. And I mean, they enjoy it, I enjoy it, and they make it fun.
Well, y'all like the Baskin and Robbins of modeling. I mean, like you said, you go through the makeover, it's like, God dang it, I turn my head here and like, it's bam, 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 and a lot, and you spread out because, you know, y'all started in Houston, where you're at, you know, Greater Houston area, but now y'all starting to kind of break into ATL, you know.
Yeah,
how'd you make that big change as far as expanding out, now that you've started you in Houston? How'd you make that big change for, you know, start doing like ATL and other areas? And what's your plan for making that work? Because some people, you know, they can't necessarily handle doing multiple areas, especially if they're not in that area all the time. You know, how do you find out, what's like your plan for that? And what led you to start expanding in that way?
My thing was, I was really focused on Houston. I did not want to go out. I didn't want to do anything because I wanted to interact with these girls one-on-one. So I started getting girls hitting me up on Twitter, Facebook, email, all over, saying, I want to be an angel. How do I join? And my first question was, where are you located? When I started getting from College Station, Georgia, Rhode Island, I would turn them down. I would turn them down at first, but then I started getting more and more. And my thing was, people coming to me, it's a big deal. Like, it was a big deal. It's like, okay, these people are actually interested, so why not give them the time of day and why not work with them? So, I mean, right now I have one girl in Atlanta, and then I have one girl in College Station. So Texas is a big thing. I have most of them in Houston, and like I said, one's in College Station, and then I'm moving over to Atlanta because I had a couple girls contact me through Atlanta. And like you said, yeah, some people don't know how to deal with it, and that was my big thing. I didn't know how I was going to be able to deal with it, but I mean, we're doing it, and they're very interested in I think one of them's actually from Dust Spot too. She hit me up from Dust Spot. I was telling you about her. So yeah, we're just making it happen, and they're excited. And I'm reaching out to Atlanta, getting connects over there, and it's pretty interesting because I didn't think it would go that far. I thought it was just gonna be Houston. So we're proud of it.
Right. I mean, and that's the thing, too, like, as far as when it comes to your brand, a lot of people don't realize that is that you never know. Like, you'll be expected. I mean, even with this show, I'm doing the show. I'm thinking, oh, a couple, you can tell people listen. And they might more so be from my area, or they might just be like my family and friends and whatnot. I just want, it's just something I love doing. I wanted to continue to do great at it. But then when it's spread out and you're getting people from California, you're getting people from freaking Florida, you get people from NY, Ohio, DMV, all over Texas. When you start to get them showing up, and then you start to get people call. This would really throw you off. When you start getting people from other countries, not even in the Western Hemisphere, calling you, freaking people from Germany, Belgium, Australia, New Zealand, just calling to the show, Korea, calling to the show and like, hey, what's up? Yeah, okay. You just trips you out. You're like, wow, like people are real. It's really a lot of love for these areas, and you realize it's bigger than what you thought. And sometimes our visions are big. Sometimes we envision something and we might not see the picture. That slowly unravels of what we at first envisioned it to be.
Yeah. I have to agree. I did not picture stepping out of Houston, but I'm excited. So, I mean, I'm just looking for girls in Atlanta so we can build that up.
Now, my question is for, as far as, it's going to be a tough one. As far as which role do you like more? Do you like being the model or being the behind the scenes person?
I like being behind the scenes, you know. Being behind the scenes.
Why more so the behind the scenes?
Because I can actually see what these girls are doing, and I can see that they're having fun with it the same way I have fun with it. And it's just a good feeling to see them, like, you know, these are girls that have never modeled before that are killing it, obviously. So it's a good thing when I can see them look at their pictures and be like, oh, my God, my pictures came out so amazing. It's just a good feeling to see that, you know, they're enjoying it. And some girls don't enjoy it, you know, and they still do it. So I like being behind the scenes to see how everything is going down and, you know, giving these girls direction. To show them, you know, how to succeed in the modeling industry. Because it's a tough industry.
Right. And, you know, as far as the photographer you worked for so far, as far as you and the girls, who would you say would be the photographer so far that's your favorite of all?
I work with majority of the time, and the girls I've worked with, I work with this photographer, Greg LeBlanc. I've been working with him since day one. He's done my first photo shoot, and he makes it feel so comfortable. He just makes it like it's yours. Just do what you want. I'm just taking your picture. You enjoy it. You take over. And the girls did the first photo shoot with him. And automatically when they were done, they were like, let's shoot with him again. And so he's definitely my favorite. So I know they're his favorite too. So, yeah, it would be Greg LeBlanc. Everybody shoots with him too in the Houston area. So he's known. And I worked with some others, but that's like the main one exclusive. He's definitely in the JL Angels family.
Okay. So big up to Greg LeBlanc. You saw us, gave you some love, bro.
Goodbye.
All right. So we're going to do going to go to a quick song break and come back. It's going to get crazy. I played nice now. I hope you know the questions are going to get real. So go ahead, just sip some water. Woo side, it's going to get real.
All right.
All right, so we'll be back. Our next track from the play is by my boy B-Rose, my girl Experience J. This is a copycat. I love this song because, hey, just because I don't like what you like doesn't mean I'm a hater. It just means I don't want to be a copycat.
If I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. Yeah. The majority, I got the expectations. Say someone the best, I gotta be equivalent. Similar mindsets, I am not considering. Would you like whack rap? That's your biz. I'm inclined to equality in most deaf biz. I make good music, that's common sense. And exposure will not be my consequence. 50-year-old 9, and cats is bugging out. I can't keep it nothing but real. It's obvious we don't have the same appeal. Mine's matched like guru, and yours is minuscule. Hoops minuscule, but I'm a fool. I don't approve of those with little skill and executive peers. That's how they got a deal. And who I consider ill makes me weird. That's noble like Reggie, I'll be that then. But the one thing you can be certain is clearly no resembling. And that is my attempted intention. My attempts are successful, not to mention being offensive and purposely dissing your favorite rapper. And I'm cool with it, got no issues. And just cause you have a certain preference that works for you don't mean that I gotta jump the bandwagon too. I'm not a missing me too, no, that's you.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too. And if you disagree, you a hater.
That song's hot.
It is to you.
Damn, you don't like
I
it.
I just said that, dude.
And my friends agree.
That's good for you. I guess that makes you a hater.
I like who I like. Whether wrong or right, I like that music with a meaning, yeah, a certain type. I got a rapper who's lyrical, not delirious. A nigga claim to be the best and dummy, take him serious. I'm curious, just because you hit the top five, does that put you in the running for the best rapper alive? You see a nigga on the rise, and now you just a groupie, gotta stay right by his side. But I ain't having that, I'm not a copycat. Jocking niggas ain't my style, oh no, never that. What kind of shit is that? It's just a waste of time. You'll be bumping through your resorts and nothing will rhyme. That's a truth, nigga, you like a math figure. But what happens to the lyrics when the meaning with it? Whack rappers who guess you should be a crime. I listen to them people, but they hot in every line. But I don't care who's popular, I'm doing mine. Stop taking the hit and elevate your mind. Everybody wanna be a copycat ass nigga. Nobody wants to be original, nobody.
I like that song.
I like it too.
It's my fave.
It's mine too.
He's the best.
I think so too.
And if you disagree, you a hater. That song's hot.
It is to you.
Damn, you don't like
it. I just said that, dude.
Well, my friends agree.
That's good for you.
I guess that makes you a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater. And if I'm not a copycat, I'm a hater.
All right, welcome back everyone to Life That Does Live. That was Experience J featuring B Rose with Copycat. And we back in the bed of my girl, Miss Julaine.
Hello, hello.
Yes, yes, yes. Are we so about to get real to continue the realness. Now before I go real hard, there's a tough topic we were talking about at the beginning that I said we gotta definitely go into, and that's about loyalty. You know, as far as loyalty, what's your whole take on loyalty as far as, and I keep it as far as industry-wise, what's your thought process on, you know, as far as people when it comes to being in the industry and being loyal and the state of it, like how do you, what's been perceived to you as far as people, how they've been, as far as their loyalty in the industry, what do you have to say about that? Because there's some just loyal people, some people that hold you down and whatever, people in between.
Yeah, loyalty, some people don't have that. Now, I'm like a real strong person about when it comes down to loyalty. just because I've worked with girls, you know, girls that came into my company already and walked away, and, you know, they decided to come back because they see how good we're doing. My thing is, even if we're at our weakest point, like, you should stick around because you should be loyal. The same way I'm going to be loyal to you, be loyal to me. And, I mean, we started from, like I said, we started just build this company, and there were just some basic girls. And we got up to the point where we're at, you know, and they're all, I could tell who's loyal, and the people who aren't loyal obviously aren't with me. But, yeah, loyalty is, like, really big, and these girls understand it, and I, like I said, they're definitely loyal to me. I've been, you know, like, you know, you've heard some stories before that I've told you recently about some stuff that's happened. So, I mean, yeah, being loyal is just the biggest thing to me. And I've been screwed over.
In general, as far as it pertains to the industry for anyone, like, how important is loyalty as far as that goes? Like, what's the advice to people?
I think if you're not loyal, you will not make it. Because if you just use people, which I don't, you know, anybody, rappers, whatever you are in this industry, if you're constantly using somebody, at the end of the day, you're not going to get nothing out of it. You're probably going to get some bad karma. So, I mean, if you're a loyal person, I think you can go far in this industry. But it's sad because some people aren't like that. So, I mean, I'm just a big person on that. So, like I said, if you're not loyal, I don't even mess with you if you're not loyal.
Right. And on top of the loyal stuff, you know, as far as, you know, saying, speaking of this, you know, people don't realize that it's not, stuff doesn't happen overnight. Because I hate that. Like, I've seen people who come across my path as far as trying to work with me and stuff. They think that all of a sudden I have this magic wand somewhere in my pocket. I wave it, and then all of a sudden it's supposed to be easy for them. It's not going to be easy. Yeah. I'm sorry. So sorry to burst your bubble. I've been putting in work for years, and still some things that we just are easy. And for me, if it was easy, I'd be bored. I think that's what makes me so enticing to work in the industry. If you think it's supposed to be easy, you're in the wrong area, and you're going to have a lot of setbacks and letdowns if you think it's supposed to be easy.
Yeah, I've told my girl when they first, you know, first started building it, that's one thing I told my girls is, if you can't take the heat, and if you can't take the haters, and if you can't take these guys throwing themselves at you, and if you can't take any of that, like, this isn't the industry for you. And I've, you know, some of them hit me up and told me, well, you know, so-and-so's hating, and, you know, they take it, and they just put it on the back burner, and they keep doing what they're doing. So that's another thing.
Me personally, I might not like something that somebody did, but I don't mean for them personally, let it get to them. They say, well, I'm not going to let whatever they say to me, it's about me, get to me. You guys not let it faze you.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've had plenty of that going around, and, you know, mainly we just laugh at it. You know, we hear stuff on the daily about what people are saying or so-and-so saying, and we all get together and we basically laugh. Obviously, if people are talking about you, you're doing something right.
Okay, so sitting back and looking at the industry, as far as things that you've noticed, what's some of the great things about the modeling industry, and what's some of the bad things that are hindering it's not as successful because of so. What's some of those things that you notice?
I would say, like, the best thing about the modeling industry is just having the right, like, if you have the right connect, there's some good people in this modeling industry, even photographers or people on websites. Like, if I was in a model, I would have never met you. So it's like you get some really good perks, but then at the end of the day, you get, like I said, you get, if you don't know how to take the negativity, that's one downfall. But, I mean, we get criticized all the time as a stereotype model, we get a lot of, there's a lot of hate towards the model. I've been hated.
What's some of the things you, as far as that hate yourself or whatnot, what's some of the things that should be changed by the industry that you notice?
I think it's like, it goes for everybody too, like even music, people in the music industry too. I think if everybody would stop hating on each other and like collaborate and everybody join instead of having competition and this and that, I think everything would be a little bit better. But since people aren't that smart and don't do that, you know, that's what makes it hard on other models or other people, other company owners, whatever the case is.
Well, not me.
Yeah. Sometimes
okay,
you have
I'm to. Before I go into some more questions, I see you giving phone on something like that. I'm going to go ahead and go to see if. Hey, remember, whenever you call in, guys, just put, if you want to speak, press one so I know that I'll be one of the big ones. All right, so we'll go ahead. Got to the first caller. Then we'll go to. They are. I don't see the area code. We got a bunch of 1111111. All right, let's go see who we got here on Life at Death Live.
Hey, it's Sky Millie.
What's up? Oh, you coming this week, showing some love over here this week too. We appreciate you.
Yeah, I've been listening. I wanted to give her a shout out for doing her thing. You know, being positive with what she's doing, and I definitely give you kudos for that.
Thank you.
So I hope you expand, you know, to this area on the East Coast, D.C. If you expand on this side, I can definitely get you some ladies. But I'll be watching you. I'll be in your corner, shouting you out, rooting you on.
Thank you for the love and the support. And, yeah, definitely contact me and we'll definitely talk.
Alrighty.
Do you have a tough question you want to ask this guy?
A tough question? I was about to say, you know I ask a lot of questions. As far as you with this business, what would you say one of the biggest downfalls would be with you expanding to other areas?
I would think, like I was saying earlier, the biggest downfall for me if I was to expand was me physically not being there. Because I would love to be there in every city, whichever place I have a girl at. I would love to be there, but obviously I can't be there every day with whoever I'm working with. That's the only one of the main reasons I do not want to, but I mean, like I said, I'm doing it. But that's like one of going to be the toughest things for me, that I just can't physically be there to show these girls or be there for their events or whatever. So that's going to be like the toughest thing for me, but you know, I'm sure they'll understand.
So how would you go about it if you, you know, decide to expand on to different states, whether it's the 5 states, 2 states, or 1 state? How would you go about marketing and, you know, at least having one person in each state try to handle the stuff that you can't on that side?
Yeah, I would definitely pick, like, because I don't want just one girl, like, in Washington or Atlanta. I want to get, like, at least 5 or 4 and get one that I could truly trust, that I know can take it over for me, knowing that I'm still the boss and all that, but knowing that they can take it over and watch over everybody, what they're doing, and, you know, seeing what everybody's doing and coming back to me and letting them know. I mean, I have connects all over, so I definitely promote and all kinds of stuff, but that would be one thing. I would have to pick that one loyal person that I could definitely know that could take on a team and help me out since I can't be there every day physically.
Okay, okay. Well, that is definitely a great thing. You're very positive, and I'm pretty sure there are a lot of people who look up to you, because it just seems like you have no negative outlook on anything, so that's definitely a plus.
Thank you. Thanks for calling in. No problem. Gotta show Sunny some love. He had me on this week, but I'm definitely
showing you some love. I have to show respect to those who I do believe deserve it, and I do believe you definitely deserve it.
Well, thank you so much.
Here you go.
I'm good. I'm going to get hard again. All right, I'm good.
You were.
Oh, man. Okay,
I'm going to let you guys finish your show, and I'm going to just keep listening. So I just wanted to make sure that I did give you guys a call and made sure I gave her props, because it's definitely deserved.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Sadie.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
No problem. All right. So let's see who else. We got a 281. 281-830-8004. All right, let's see who we got in the building. All right, don't be shy, 281. I'm bringing you on the air. You're on Life in the Dust Live. Who we got?
Hello.
Guess what we got from the 281.
This is Miss B from JL Angels. How are you?
Well, not much, man. It's good to meet you.
It's good to talk to you also. I just wanted to give a call and let everybody know that Miss Delaine is the best boss ever.
And I didn't pay her to say that.
No, she did not.
Miss B is one of my models, one of my girls.
Yes. We have fun. She definitely, you know, gets us a lot of work, and like she said, we've been us girls. The, you know, maybe like the six that I've met, we've done a lot of things in the months that we've been working. So she definitely is on top of things and, you know, making sure that we're not just one of those like modeling groups that are just, you know, we go to clubs, we have fun, and that's about it. You know, we're actually doing work.
Well, definitely. And it's cool to me, yeah. And, you know, talking to her is really just paying to a lot of you. Y'all are very humble, which I do too. I appreciate like the loyalty of the team come over for the area. I mean, heck, I got a chance to talk to IP. I call her IP, but y'all know that's Natalia.
Natalia Princess,
yeah, we're very loyal.
A little
bit too.
Yeah, we're very loyal because, like she said before, we were actually all working with another company, and things didn't work out with that. And you know, we started with Miss Jelaine, so we're gonna end with her. So that's the way that goes. You know, we're like a little family, so we try to work together, make sure if one's not doing it, you know, all of us aren't doing it, and that's just how that works.
That's what's up. You know, you don't see that as often these days. People just so quick to rush to the next thing. And it's okay to work with multiple people, but it's about the fact of if you can't handle being loyal to the people you're working with, because don't mean you got, it's not just between sucking up and being loyal. If you can't work out, you don't know how to be cohesive and work with other people, then obviously that's too much for you. Because some people, like Jelaine said earlier, some people, they get They come and go. They get what they want from you and go. And
some people just are in it for the cash. Some people are in it for the cash, and you know you have to put in work before you can just think you're gonna get out there and make a bunch of money. You have to do things. To promote yourself, you can't just get out there and be like, I'm top notch and all of that, and then you just expect you to continue to receive, but you never give.
Well, definitely. And we appreciate that. Appreciate it. So the question I'm going to get for the get real, Jalea. Like I told you. Stay on top of your toes. Let's go throw stuff at you. So we should get deep on the personal side. So first question on that is, what's the most embarrassing moment that you've ever had?
I don't even know. That's a tough question. I think maybe like falling at the club or something. I've never
happened?
I don't. Maybe I was twerking it too hard. I don't know. No.
Yeah, juvenile was coming on. You was drinking. Oh my God.
Yeah, I was checking a guy out and wasn't paying attention and just straight up fell.
There's that one song that gets you get every chick to dance for, and it never fails no matter where you at. And that song is, and you have these famous words, we have a chick to run to the dance floor. They don't care what they do. They be in the bathroom. They got the goddamn bathroom on the dance floor, and they hear that. No, can't go for 99-2000. They on the floor immediately.
Everybody runs to the dance floor. Yeah.
K-Styles be the job, though. Too. They're telling him, soon as one of his beats drop, 3, 4, 3, 3, 3, like, oh, Lord, here we go. They don't emerge out nowhere on that, too.
How funny. Yes, I would have to say that's like my embarrassing moment, probably.
Oh, man.
I would blame it on the alcohol.
Yeah. She didn't even have a shot yet, y'all. I don't believe it. Okay. So next one. As far as when it comes to a guy, what's some of the things you look for as far as a guy, and what's the best way for them to approach you?
The best way to approach me? I'm really down to earth, but when it comes to guys, ever since I started modeling, I get all types of weird, crazy stuff. One thing I absolutely hate is, like, when a guy is, like, stop sexy or hey, ma, or can I get your number? Like, that type of stuff, just no. That will not get my attention. I will lose interest so quick.
What's good, Ma? What's good? What's good? Say, Charlie, come here real quick. So, yeah, okay. And what's some of the physical stuff you look for a minute? What's on the physical stuff you look at? And, of course, the person that you said, the person that you don't like them, with this old portion of this hey, Ma crap. What's the thing you look for as far as that?
I think the best way to approach any lady is just call her by her name. Talk to her. Try to get to know her. Don't spit no game. Just come at it real. Just be real. And, like, for the type of guys that I'm attracted to, I like tall, dark, and handsome, literally. I like a guy that smells good. I mean, dresses good. I don't like any of that sagging, long T-shirts. I don't like any of that. Like, I'm a lady.
Whoa, wait. You don't like sagging? What?
I mean, sagging to where, like, you have a belt on and your pants are all the way down to your knees.
Sagging is easy. Everyone always, who doesn't want to sag their pants all the way to his freaking knees?
Like, I can understand sagging, like, to where your boxers are showing a little bit. But when your pants are down to your knees, no, no. Like, no. Like, you don't see me walking around with my pants to my knees.
Yeah, you have your pants to your knees. You already know some new guys right here, and y'all had to be, oh, who wants to have pants to your knees? Let's go get it, man.
Oh, yeah, true. Oh, yeah, I mean, you can sag to an extent, but when you're wearing
no
a belt, when you're wearing a belt and your pants are down to your knees, still with that belt on, no. Like, no.
Yeah, I tell you, I really catch you up. I really ask myself, what is the purpose of the belt being on?
Yeah, really. That's what I ask, too. Same question I'd be asking.
All right, so most definitely. All right. Now, as far as, a couple more questions we want to definitely close out with. One, kind of talk about some of the events you got coming up that you'd be on the lookout for.
We have an event this Friday, actually, at a club in Houston, Amazonia. We're having a summer bash. And then the Sunday, too, we have another event at Club Amazonia. It's the owner's birthday, and we're hosting that. And then we have a couple music videos coming up, and then which we are so excited about in August. We're very excited. We actually get to go meet you in Louisville. We're going to be there August 16th. And then August 30th, we're going to be doing an event at Toke Bar with Paul Wall, and we're going to be hosting there. So those are just a couple, but we are all really excited about Louisville.
I can't wait to have y'all there. It's going to be crazy just to be in the building with the people that support me and doing an event with y'all, so definitely can't wait to make that pop.
Yeah, we're excited.
Okay, so most definitely. Closing on out, how can everybody catch up and keep up with what you got going on and the Angels as well?
You can contact through, I'm on Twitter. My Twitter is Miss Julaine. My Facebook's Miss Julaine. My Instagram's Miss Julaine. And Twitter for JL Angels is JL Angels _ models. And their Facebook is JL Angels too. And on there you can find their website and all the other stuff. But yeah, that's like the easiest way to get in contact with me.
Right, most definitely. All right, so as the grade comes to a close, again, I wanted to thank you for coming to the show. Ms. B, I appreciate you for calling in, showing some love to yourself.
Thank you.
Fellow mates. And big up to Jerry. And, first big up to you because, I peep that you are from Germany, and I've had a lot of love from Germany. Belgium, that general area there. Big up for that. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
And my first clothing sponsor came from Belgium, so definitely I get a lot of love from the area.
Yes, yes, yes. Love from around the world.
So yes, and so they should change your nickname to German Chocolate. Yeah, I just gave you. That's one of her extra monikers now. Y'all should call her German Chocolate.
How funny.
Yes. If you guys miss any parts of the show, y'all can always check it out at blogtalkradio.com/Sunday. look for the show that's marked Miss Elaine of JL Angels. Check that out. And it also is on iTunes. Type in Life to Death Live on iTunes. You can go in there for free, listen to the shows for free with no problems. It's also on the TuneIn radio app. Go to TuneIn.com for your phone, the computer, tablet, wherever, download it so that you can be able to listen to it wherever. And, heck, also, of course, the DustBot. You can listen to DustBot.com. Go to there, and it will allow you to listen to the show from there. All right. That being said, everyone, I want again thank you, Jelani, for coming through. And
thank you.
Shout out to
me.
Scott Miller too. What's up, Scott Miller? And Junie too. Junie, I'm definitely give a shout out to Junie. One of the biggest supporters of the show. I always appreciate it. And oh my God, being distracted by this ratchetness from Kirk on Love and Hip Hop. So. That being said, well, we're about to roll on out. And again, remind you guys that everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, where there's a J or where there's a U, there is a way. Y'all tuned to the episode of Life to Death Live. Your boy, Sonny J. My special guest, Miss Elaine, in the building. We out, y'all.
Thank you.
Peace.